Our story tonight deals with an epidemic that has reached worldwide proportions. The proliferation of electronic video games. Parents are up in arms as their children squander countless quarters, while the United States military has proposed using video arcades as recruiting grounds, claiming that any kid who can fight off a space invader can whip a commie for Uncle Sam. But neither parents nor the military can compare with the most unspeakable horror of video games yet. The year is 1982. The scene? A lonely dirt road in rural southwest Kansas. Vera and Snebs Fred Snodgrass are returning home after an exciting afternoon at the Norton County Tractor Pull.
Oh, I just love a good tractor pull, don't you, Fred?
Yep, sure do.
And did you see that beautiful rig old Jim Brown was riding? Boy, I'd like to give that hunk of tractor a lube job, wouldn't you, Fred?
Yep, sure would.
Yes, sir. I'll bet it never runs out of juice. Whoop, boy, when they put it out to pasture, just tell me where and I'll be over there. Well, say, Fred, do you hear something peculiar?
Yep, sure do.
No, really, Fred, there's something behind us. Like a bright yellow tumbleweed. Hey, it's getting closer. Fred, it's right on top of us. My God, Fred, it's... Oh!
Later that night, at the Wyatt Earp Six Gun Discotheque in Dodge City, Kansas, a typical exchange is taking place.
Hey, big boy, you come here often? What's the matter? Some little monster got your tongue? Hey, it's okay. You know, you're kind of cute. You wanna get up and boogie down? Come on, I won't bite. Hey, what are you doing? Oh my God!
Meanwhile, at the Stanton County Sheriff's Department.
Sheriff, got some strange doings down at the Wide Earth.
I tell you, these youngins today shaking their God-given parts to this thump-a-thump of music. What is it this time?
Report is some surly dancer ate his date.
Now, don't you talk smutty to me, deputy.
This is for real, Sheriff. Seems like this guy just opened his big yellow mouth and stuffed her inside, then fled.
Oh, did you get a description of the killer?
Sheriff, here's the strangest part. The main witness said he looked just like a Pac-Man.
A Pac-what?
A Pac-Man. It's a video game. You don't suppose...
Well... Seems like something is definitely rising in America's breadbasket. The next day, in the Elkhart Video Arcade, 9-year-old Billy Floyd steps up to his favorite electronic game.
Oh boy, Blinky's not going to get me this time. Come on, you. Into hyperspace. Oh no, they got me. Hey, what's going on? This game won't work.
Billy Floyd.
Who said that?
Down here, Billy.
Huh? Who are you?
I am a pack leader of the Pac-Men. Listen carefully, Billy. 2 years ago, we arrived on your planet and have infiltrated your world under the disguise of this video game. Now, we are everywhere, but we are tired of these machines. We will now conquer the Earth, and you, Billy, will take this message to your leader.
What if I don't?
We will eat your mother.
Well...
Billy!
Okay, what should I tell him?
Tell him... that if the world does not submit to Pac-Man Ruel within 24 hours, it will be destroyed.
Okay.
Later that day.
Hello, White House.
Yes, I have a collect call for the president from Billy Floyd of Elkhart, Kansas. Will you accept the charges?
Oh, I'm sorry. The president's napping. Can you try again tomorrow?
Sir?
Okay.
But Billy Floyd should never have agreed to the delay, for little did he know that in the ensuing hours, unheard of havoc would be wreaked upon the world. From Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California, where thousands of teenagers carelessly cruise bumper to bumper in search of new flesh.
Hey, you. Like, what kind of a car is that? Like, a Volkswagen cockroach? Ha 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 ha. Hey, like, what are you doing? Like, I was just, like, kidding. Like, ah!
To Paris, at the world-famous Louvre Museum.
Garde, garde! There is a thing in the 19th century paintings room defacing the artwork!
You see about that? And what do you think you are doing? Here, what the hell?
Attention!
Meanwhile, the president, who has finally awakened, is clustered in his Oval Office with his top science officials.
Carl, Carl, what are these things? What do they want?
We don't know, sir. They appear to have something to do with a video game, but no one on the staff knows a thing about it.
Call out the Air Force.
You already have, sir.
What happened?
Nothing. Conventional weapons just don't touch them.
Oh, it's a communist plot. I knew we should have developed a first-rate nuclear capability. Where's my button? I need to press that button.
Mr. President? I have a collect call from a Billy Floyd who says he knows something about the invasion. Can you speak to him?
Yes, yes. Put him through.
Mr. President?
Yes, son. Do you know what these things are?
They're Pac-Men, sir. They've come to take over the world.
Are they from Moscow?
No, another planet.
Oh, communism is simply everywhere. Son, what can we do?
Billy tells the president what he knows. He also explains how the game is played.
And they get their power to eat their enemies from these flashing energizers.
Nuclear power plants! We must shut down every nuke in the world!
Quickly, the president is on the phone to the leaders of the nuclear industry.
So that's the story.
Excuse me, Mr. President, but do you mean to say that you want to destroy our industry just to save the world? The world needs nuclear energy more than it needs a saving. Are you sure this threat isn't all in your head? What's that sound? Oh my God! Ah!
And so, a Pac-Man's indiscriminate ingestion convinces the nuclear industry to shut down. Within hours, Pac-Man start dropping like flies! And so, the world has been made safe for democracy from menacing Pac-Men, the threat of interplanetary communism, and nuclear meltdown.
Billy, you're a national hero. What do you have to say for yourself?
Good thing I didn't hit 10,000 and get an extra man.
You have been listening to the Oberlin Radio Workshop's presentation of Attack of the Pac-Men by Brian Blum. Heard in tonight's production were Eric Alsruh, Becky Colton, Sharon Dogstrup, Laura Hawley, Gregory Sanek, and Michael Bruce Schwartz. Sound patterns were created by Brian Blum, Ken Rubotsky, and members of the cast, which usually includes Matt Houston. The engineer was Ron Wolf. Tonight's show was produced and directed by Ann Ostro and Ken Rubotsky. This is our last production for the season. Thank you for being with us, and good night.